until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The news this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. It is 60 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jurors in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial are resuming deliberations at this hour. They're starting by listening to key testimony in the case, says ABC's Perry Russum.
The jury pausing deliberations yesterday to ask two questions. The first, a request to rehear testimony from Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen and former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker regarding a meeting in Trump Tower in 2015 where prosecutors say Trump, Cohen, and Pecker hatched a scheme to bury damaging stories about Trump, a catch-and-kill agreement. The second question from the jury requested the judge to reread his jury instructions.
Justice Samuel Alito is rejecting a request from congressional Democrats to recuse himself from two cases related to January 6th, that after two different flags carried by January 6th protesters were seen flying outside two of Alito's homes. U.S. economy growing at a sluggish pace, 1.3% from January through March. This is ABC News. President Biden is taking the day to remember his son. ABC's Karen Travers has a story from Washington.
Today marks 9 years since President Biden's son, Beau, passed away from brain cancer. The president is spending the day with family in Delaware, as he traditionally does. He attended Mass with the First Lady and family members at St. Joseph's on the Brandywine, his Catholic church in Wilmington, and visited Beau's grave there. The president spoke about his son at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day on Monday.
As it is for so many of you, the pain of his loss is with me every day as it is with you. Still sharp, still clear.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
New research now suggests people who get the HPV vaccine are dramatically less likely to get several types of cancers. The study shows reductions in cervical cancers as well as some types of head and neck cancers. The vaccine is recommended for all children at 11 or 12 years old, but only about 63% of teens are currently vaccinated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 Monday through Sunday with all of your lunchtime favorites, burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469 for carryouts. From the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelinek. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
A high of 73 today with plenty of sunshine and mild conditions. Southeast winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 48. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and mild, a high of 75. Friday night, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of scattered showers, a low of 56. Saturday, 75, with a 50% chance of spotty showers through early afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine. Sunday, 81, with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Order your books here, and I give you a discount. That's the way it works at Old Cooch Books and Libations, and I have free shipping to any place in the United States. Old Cooch Books, the full-service bookstore, downtown Richland Center.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
On this portion of our morning show, we highlight the Riverdale Communities Education Foundation. They had their awards ceremony earlier this week, and Greg Kinney, who is the president of that organization, mapped out the awards and how they raised their money and addressed the crowd at the Riverdale Elementary Building on Tuesday.
I'd like to thank all of you for coming to the award ceremony today. This is our 14th year of giving out awards. This year, we will give back $15,886 to 25 different award winners in the regular category and $2,900 to two winners in the Stanley Havlick Award category for a total of $17,986 this year. That's the most we have ever given back in 1 year. So our total now for 14 years is $131,536. Our organization is truly grateful to everyone who has donated to us in this past year. We have many donations that come in from individuals and organizations that appreciate what we are doing for the teachers and students at Riverdale. We were able to run all three of our major fundraisers this year. Our golf fundraiser went very well. We actually had to turn away teams, which we hate doing, but we were maxed out on card availability, so we had a really good event for that. So if you were a participant in that, thank you. The Winter Carnival was great again this year. There were a lot of happy and tired kids at the end of the day. So Jamie does a great job in organizing that for us. We just completed our bowling fundraiser back in March. It was another terrific success for us. We had a lot of donations that day. So here's a plug I will put in. If you are not a golfer and if you don't come to the Winter Carnival, check out the bowling tournament. I know people will say, well, I don't bowl. Well, it's a fundraiser. It's for fun. You don't have to bowl good. It's just about bowling. And this year, our numbers were down a little bit. We were able to let some kids get on one pair of lanes. They had a blast. So just consider that in the future. If it's something that you're scared of, don't be scared of it. We'll make you feel comfortable. We'll let you have a fun day. So if you're somebody that came and just bought raffle tickets or bid on silent auction items, thank you for that because it all makes a difference. We also ran 4 food stands during the winter sports season. So with all of the fundraisers, we generated about $13,000 towards the $17,986 that we are giving back. So we work pretty hard to generate the money. We don't just sit back and wait for people to donate stuff, you know, to make our living. So as you can see, any way you support us throughout the year makes a difference. And we will turn right around and give it back to the students and teachers at Riverdale from 4K through 12th grade. a pretty unique organization. I'm very proud of the group of people who serve as officers and directors in our organization and for all the many hours they put in to make this organization so successful. Here are the people who work so hard for you and the students at Riverdale. Myself, Greg Kinney, and the president, Ken Delkamp, is our treasurer. Shelley Meese is our secretary. Helen Mar Adams is our vice president. And then our directors are Terry Yansky, Lisa Farness, Charlie Johnson, Jan Nanke, and Jamie Hinkle.
27 different awards were given out by the Riverdale Community's Education Foundation this week. They include Jen Mao for the Phi Ed 4K through 6th grade for a kickoff and field day event that is planned. For Katie Campbell for enhanced learning centers among the kindergarten at Riverdale. For Chelsea Clark, independent living in the high school special education area. Sherry Troxell and Becky Meese were putting in for a TV for the junior high wing and office supplies so that they can show events, student of the month recipients, menus, and more announcements. Jessica Hudson for a third grade flexible seating area with stackable stools. Jesse Kinney, high school special education department, for a chill spot, including lap desks and comfortable chairs. Sarah Bailey, K through 2 special ed and resource teacher for character education and more, looking at the possibility of more tools for the classroom library. Kyle Gunlock, third grade teacher for Scholastic News, for the chance to have a digital version as well for the third grade classroom. The magazine will help with vocabulary, science, and social studies. Abby Goodman in the second grade for all about reading tools, sight word memory games, and more. Val Keegan, second grade project-based learning. She looks to purchase items that will help all of the second grade classrooms as well. Samantha Salisbury was the recipient of the monetary award for kindergarten calming corner. Anya Drone, the 4K classroom for everything but the kitchen sink, purchasing some new items for her classroom as well. Lynn Terrell, 4K through 6th grade, the book fairy visits. They'd like to continue those this year and give the book fairy who visits all the classrooms a little bit more to work with. Angie Muller for the Kinder Academy, the play and pause for the 4K classroom. Stephanie Worthington was the recipient for money for junior high field trips, including some local trips to Eagle Cave and Simon's Recreation Complex. Jen Goplin picked up in a special monetary donation from the foundation for elementary special education and sensory makes sense for students with signs of autism or other intellectual disabilities. Riley Williams for the second grade, a loving literacy instruction manual and the chance to add day-to-day phonics, grammar, and literacy instruction. Callie Coe from the agriculture department picked up the Ag Mechanics paint booth, and that is going to be one of their purchases for the chance to have a controlled environment to decrease odors when they're spraying in the ag shop area. Juliet Schneider in the kindergarten area for hands-on activities to help with math, science, and literacy activities. Other Riverdale teachers who picked up some of the monetary awards, Sherry Wilkinson, 5th and 6th graders, mobile whiteboards for math tasks. Sarah Johnson in the 3rd grade for science organizers and STEAM material. Dawn Jewell for science classes 7th through 12th grade, science supplies that she needs for her classroom. Lenore Wilkie in the art department for the high school sculpting class. Rachel McKay with elementary intervention students and decodable readers as well. She'll be implementing books into the 4K through 4th grade classrooms for the next year. BJ Hinkle for the 5th and 6th grade Phi Ed and Wellness, Riverdale Rolling Into Fitness, including rolling into some roller skating activities through Galaxy Skate Center. And the winners of the Stanek Havlik Awards this year were Tanner Williamson for the Reaching Higher and Achieving More effort that he is putting on for the weight room for summer workouts, and Heather Horton for first grade furniture, fun in the classroom, including a new classroom tent.
Those were the award winners. And after the program on Tuesday at Riverdale Elementary, Michael Hernan, who is a recent Riverdale graduate, and myself had the chance to sit down with some of those who received funds from the Riverdale Communities Foundation.
One of those recipients is Stephanie Worthington. Stephanie, tell me about what you're going to use your money for.
So our PLC in the junior high, and PLC is Professional Learning Community. We're comprised of all the junior high core teachers and a special education teacher. We, throughout this school year, have been really focusing on the junior high because you have those 7th, 8th graders at the high school, and we don't want them to get lost and just get swallowed by the high school. So we've been focusing on helping with homework completion and really giving them activities to look forward to. And we've done things locally at school this year, but next year we want to look at some trips. So every grade check, so about every 3 weeks there'll be some sort of smaller incentive. And then at the quarter we're going to have a bigger incentive. If students have, I believe we decided, two or less missing assignments, and we'll give them advance notice and we'll pull them and help them get things completed. If they have two or less missing assignments, then we'll have bigger incentives for those kids. We're looking at going to Simon's Recreation Complex for the afternoon because they have the swimming and the trails and basketball and all those wonderful things at that facility. And we're looking at Eagle Cave, which is also a great asset in the near community for the kids to go and explore and work with Wes out there. So things to really motivate students to get their homework or assignments completed and complete them well.
I was going to say, you have some great opportunities here in the community, Eagle Cave and Simons, just kind of, you know, you don't have to go very far to enjoy some things and really learn and kind of take advantage, right?
No, it's so nice to have those things right in our community. And the thing is, some of the kids, they haven't necessarily been to Simons before, or they haven't been to Eagle Cave. So even though they are local, they're places where students can learn, and even at the pool, learn skills that could last them a lifetime.
Indeed. So the school year goes by pretty quickly, doesn't it? But you're already looking ahead and making plans for next year.
Yes, definitely. Throughout the year, we make notes in our meetings. Oh, this would be really great for next year. This would be great for next year. So we're already planning out those activities and trying to get a head start on our work for next year and really make the middle school have its own identity and give those kids their sense of belonging within that 7th and 8th grade.
Probably at the same time, you're looking at things that you could apply for from the foundation that you might need in the future, too, right?
Yes, definitely. The foundation, they're so generous and have donated so much money back to the school. And throughout the year you think, oh, well, I need this, but it's so much. And then you think, oh, I bet the foundation could help us out. And it's such a great group of individuals who put together all these fundraising opportunities. And especially that carnival, the kids just love coming. And so it's not just, I feel like it's not just to raise money for us, but it's also, you know, giving back to the community and giving these people and the kids an opportunity to really have fun and have a great experience.
Michael Hernan is here with us as well. Michael, do you have a question for Stephanie?
Oh, I got one question. So, you more about the field trips. You said you were thinking about going to Eagle Cave and Simon's Rec Complex. Is there any more locations you're thinking about expanding or more trips in the future?
Yes, definitely. So those were the ones that we thought that we would need extra funding for. But there were other, I can't think off the top of my head, Michael put me on the spot, other locations that were local, more outdoors, that don't charge an admission, but different little field trips that we thought we could get the kids out and moving and experience nature that way.
Has it been a good school year, Stephanie?
Oh, it's been a great year. Really great group of kids. They're always so different every year, but you always say, oh, this was a great year. So it's nice to see the new the students moving on and being successful, like Michael here, and then having a new group of kids to come in and work with and get to know for the next couple years.
Indeed. Well, thanks for coming over and talking with us, and congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet. Stephanie Worthington joining us on this report from The Morning Show. Lynn Terrell is another of the recipients of the Riverdale Foundation Awards here today. Lynn, tell us a little bit about what you're going to use the money for.
Well, I started a book fairy project, and this consists of purchasing books for every classroom for me to be transformed into the book fairy and then visit the classrooms, read a book or even just a chapter of a book to, you know, generate interest in some of these books, and then I give the book away.
That's awesome, you know, because in this day and age, there are so many, you know, ways you can read a book electronically. It's nice to have that book in your hands, isn't it?
It is. They look forward to it. They want to have it in their hands, which is awesome.
So are there any popular books these days? Are they kind of the same old standard ones?
Oh, there's so many choices. It is really hard in the summertime to put the book order together because I have to figure out with all the great titles out there what they might enjoy or what might be a little different and maybe get them interested in something outside their normal book selection.
Sure. Tell us about what you do, you know, day in and day out here at Riverdale.
I'm the district reading specialist, so I do some Title I intervention teaching and literacy coach working with the staff.
Was it a good school year for you as you look back on it?
It was. It went really fast. We started a little bit earlier this year, and really time really flew by, and the kids are already gone.
I talked to Stephanie about it, too, but you're probably already planning ahead toward next year, maybe something you could put in maybe for the foundation to help with next year, too, right?
Right. So this one that I got today is actually to help me continue this Book Fairy visit project for next year. The students looked forward to the visits and just that little special moment in the day. So I'm going to do my best to come up with some more interesting titles for the next round and give those books away next school year.
Michael Hernan is here as well. Michael, you've graduated, so you won't be able to see the Book Fairy next year, but any questions?
I got one question. So on your Book Fairy visits, I'm kind of curious. Do you wear like this special outfit to the kids, or do you just show up in your normal clothing?
Well, the Book Fairy is, you know, transformed, or I'm transformed into that Book Fairy. So I do have a little special outfit with wings and a wand and the whole get up, I guess.
So maybe you'll put in next year for maybe a better crown or better wings or anything like that?
Yeah, the wings are getting a little worn out. I might have to get some new ones. But no, I do dress up, and the youngest students are always seeing Mrs. Terrell and then thinking, you're the Book Fairy, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, but I do know her.
That's kind of odd.
I hear we look a little bit alike, right?
I know that you couldn't do it without the foundation. Certainly this day and age is important for small schools, isn't it?
It is. It's very. We're very fortunate to have the foundation helping to fund some of these extras that really just don't fit inside our regular school budgets anymore. And supplies and books and everything else are just more expensive than they've been in the past.
Well, congratulations on getting this, and we'll see you soon. Have a good summer.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet. That's Lynn Terrell joining us here from Riverdale Schools. Sherry Wilkinson joins us. Riverdale Foundation has awarded a mobile whiteboard for math tasks. Sherry, tell us about that.
Yeah, so the part of my role here at Riverdale is I'm an instructional coach for all the elementary teachers. The fourth, fifth, and sixth grade teachers this year decided that together we would do a book study, and we read a book called Building Thinking Classrooms. And the author of this book has devoted many years of his life to researching how students learn math best. And what he found was that, you know, even the position that students are in while they're doing math tasks can have an impact on their learning. So standing is what he found to be the optimal thinking position. And you think back to like when we were in classrooms, like going in and sitting down, and that's what we still do today. Mostly kids are working at their desks. But we really want to start to transform our classroom for the older kids. So what I asked for from the foundation grant this year were some standing mobile whiteboards. So these are mobile or whiteboards that are on wheels. We can move them around the classroom, but it is a vertical space where students would write in response to whatever the math task is that their teacher gives them.
Okay. So then the teacher checks that then? I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's not electronic, so yeah. That's kind of cool. It's kind of old school, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. And so the nature of a thinking classroom is that students would work collaboratively. So if this mobile whiteboard that is in a vertical position, there you might see three students at it, and the groups are random, and the author of this book stresses that you truly have to make the groups random, because we all know that teachers have those tricks about, oh, these groups are random, but really you know that you're in a group, maybe not with your best friend because you're going to get too chatty or whatnot, but every day you come into the classroom, you are in a random new group, and the role of the teacher in this style of classroom is to really just be a facilitator and an observer, and that is really hard for teachers in nature, but the teacher would be, you know, kind of walking around and monitoring the classroom, helping to guide groups maybe in the right direction, but by no means like checking their work. The tasks that students would do are really open-ended, and you know, they kind of describe them that you can be at many different entry levels to participate in the task, not like one right and one wrong answer, but solving a problem using any knowledge that you have and multiple different approaches.
Yeah, that is kind of old school when you think about it. It kind of throws back a little bit even to, you know, even the one-room school where you're kind of reiterating things and, you know, everybody's at different learning levels, but you're kind of, maybe the some students it kind of drives it home, others are learning for the first time. It's fascinating, really.
Yeah, and I think what's really interesting, the group that that we did this book study together, we were really interested in this idea that the amount of actual thinking going on in a classroom is very minimal, because you have students who maybe the topic is too hard for them and they don't think they can do it, or you have students who already know the information. But these tasks are designed where, like I said, any entry level should ignite their thinking process. So that's what is really caught our attention and kind of motivated us to move forward with implementing some of these things in our classroom, but it's pretty fascinating.
Michael Herndon, anything you'd like to ask Sherry Wilkinson?
So you said you're going to implement these new mobile whiteboards. So what's going to happen with the good old, are you going to still use like the paper with the desks or anything like that, or is the more focus going to be learn more about those mobile whiteboards?
So I think like in theory, if you were to implement this style of learning, students would be at their vertical spaces for much of their math block. But we're not trying to like bite off more than we can chew to start with. So we're envisioning this being almost like a warm-up. When you first come into the classroom, you would have a procedure in place, find your vertical whiteboard and your group, and you would have maybe a 10 to 15 minute task that your group is set to complete. And then you would find your seat and proceed with your math block in the more traditional sense. But there are ways, and you know, who knows what this project will look like a few years down the road, but there are ways to turn your curriculum into more of like a thinking style classroom where they may be doing some of their curricular tasks at that vertical space too.
Did you find math fun when you were in school?
I personally enjoyed, maybe this isn't going to be a popular opinion, but I enjoyed math. I like when things make sense, and I like to know when I have something figured out. But I also know that math can be, it's challenging for a lot of kids, and it sometimes is the cause of students starting to dislike school. And what I really like about this project and this style of teaching is that we've tested it in some classrooms and in small groups, and those students who are usually reluctant to come into a math classroom, once they start to figure out what's going on here and this new way of learning, they come in with a smile on their face because they can do it. They can. There's a way that they can participate with their group and offer their ideas, which are valuable too.
It's interesting how education has changed, you know, just in the last few years as well, and sometimes for the better in this case too, right?
Yeah, I think that, now I've been teaching 13 years. That sounds crazy to say, but even in my years, we've seen things start, you know, cycle through a little bit. And when I first started teaching, technology was the big push. And of course, technology drives our schools and our students' education. But this new practice that we're implementing is not based on technology. There's a lot of research about, you know, like actual writing and the connection that you make in your brain. So I think there's space for all of it, but you're right. Education is forever changing. And just when you think you have it figured out and that you're doing a good job, then new research comes out and then there's a new strategy and you got to mix it all up.
I'm sure you're appreciative of the foundation as well for these kind of opportunities.
Yeah, we are very fortunate here in all senses. I mean, we have a lot of resources and we get classroom budgets every year that allow us to do a lot of things, but these extras that, you know, help our students just have that little extra above and beyond, we wouldn't be able to do this without the education, and we're really appreciative of them. And my own kids coming to that winter carnival, it's been when you're in the thick of January and you've had 6 weeks in the house, and we're really thankful for the events that they put on for the community and then what that in turn allows our teachers to do here.
You do a great job, Sherry. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
You bet. We'll continue with more in a moment from WRCO.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Coming Saturday, June 1st to the Cal Center in Reedsburg, the Molly B. Stage Show, a tribute to veterans. Sponsored by the American Legion Post 350, Molly B. and the band will put on another great show for all ages and a tribute to the veterans. Tickets will be available at Molly B.'s website, MOLLIEB.com, or you can call 608-393-7314. You've seen her on TV and in the movies. See her in person Saturday at 1. June 1st, the Molly B. Show, a tribute to the veterans. Don't miss it.
Don't let urologic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Thank you.
Well, go back to Riverdale. Callie Coe is our guest here talking about Riverdale Foundation and how they're going to put some good money to good use. Hello, Callie. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Well, not bad. We've talked off and on throughout school year. It seems like it's gone by pretty quickly.
Oh, yes. They go faster every year, I think.
Tell us about the financial award and what you're going to use it for this year.
We were excited to receive some money to put towards a paint booth for our ag mechanics class. The plan is we have been restoring tractors the last few years, and we always try to get a chance to paint them ourselves. A small group of students and myself usually get together on a Saturday and paint them in the shop. And we have to hang up a lot of stuff and keep everything covered to keep the mess down. And even then, there's still a mess because it's painting. But we're looking forward to having an outdoor booth that's actually inflatable. And then it also comes with a fan that runs it as well. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing then. Is this something new?
Yeah. I think that they have come out with a lot more technology in the recent, before you would have to completely redo a room and dedicate it to that sole purpose, I think. But so it'll be nice being able to paint in a area that's not shop, because, you know, eventually, and like I said, we do it on Saturday, so the smell and the fumes don't bother people. But we still, you know, we have to wear masks and, you know, be safe as we possibly can be. So having this as a booth that'll be outside the school is also, I think, a great great idea in terms of safety and stuff for the kids. And we have really great exhaust fans in our egg shop, but, you know, after a few years of it, we've decided that, like, this is something we're going to continue to do, and it makes a huge difference in the process when the kids get to do it themselves versus sending it out to get painted by someone else, and they get a chance to put their hands on the spray gun and try it. And we do different, like, there's different ways you can mix it, there's different ways you can put patterns on it, and all that stuff is little things they pick up and learn. And some of them are genuinely becoming interested in that part of the part of the industry, whether it be auto or ag, you know, that restoration part. And we don't have a lot of people like that anymore, so we need to kind of keep that alive for somebody that maybe is thinking of going to Southwest Tech for auto restoration or something like that.
Do you restore a tractor every year, or is that kind of once in a while, or how do you do that?
We have been doing it every year. Last year we restored a B for ourselves. We bought a tractor and restored it, and we're planning on actually raffling that off. It's just a matter of figuring out when is the best time to do it, I guess. And then this year we are restoring a Super C Farmall for a junior FFA member and his family, which has a really cool story behind it. And it was a really fun process. We changed it from a 6-volt to a 12-volt. We've done a bunch of other things that are also ag mechanics related. So it's project-based learning for sure.
Some other things that have been going on. How did the FFA do? I know you had some competitions here in the spring.
Oh, fantastic. We went to livestock judging for state. Our students did really well. Special congratulations to Caleb Tracy. He was in the top 10 in the state for livestock judging, so that was awesome. We had our awards banquet. We had several honorees there. We had Riley Wanick receive the forestry award from the State Forestry Association. That was pretty cool. And we've had a lot of really fantastic kids doing and just having a lot of success all year, I think. And kind of this summer here in June, we're going to go to State FFA Convention and see them walk across the big stage.
Awesome. What about the plant sale? How did that go this year?
Awesome. We had a lot of tremendous support from the community, which is great. We wrapped it up in 3 weekends, which is fantastic. Worked out really good having the last weekend Morale Fest weekend. So got people in and out. We have fantastic support from our staff as well. They're always willing to buy and so good about coming over and grabbing stuff. So,
Michael Hernan, anything you'd like to ask, Allie?
So I got more about this paint booth that's inflatable. How is it going to handle, like, the heat conditions in that, or like the rain, since it's like outdoors?
Right. So ultimately, like, so in the past, we would have been restricted to, yeah, like sunny days, not windy, things like that, right? Well, we're still going to be restricted to some extent. We're still going to have pretty decent wind conditions. It does, like, it's like a tent, kind of. It stakes to the ground. It does need electricity, though, so we can't be too far from a building, you know. But it's going to confine that overspray that would happen if you were just outside spray painting. You know, that spray is going somewhere, possibly on a vehicle nearby. You know, it's a school parking lot. You never know. And we're in town, so we need to have kind of as many precautions as possible to enclose that overspray to keep it in. Now, in terms of like weather and stuff, well, your guess is probably as good as mine if it's going to handle the heat well. But the goal is to use it, you know, the two or three times a year we need to, and try to pick days that really align with what we're planning on doing anyway. But I don't know, the art department just asked me too. They're like, well, maybe we might want to use it. So it might get an awful lot of use. We'll just kind of have to figure it out as we go, I guess. I did some research into it, but it has, like I said, it has a kind of an inflatable part, and then it also has an exhaust fan running between it too. And I've heard different things about how that goes. So we'll just keep trying it. And it's just, that's kind of what I try to teach in class. Like, you know, if we invest our time and our money into it, we're going to make it work the best we can. Keep it going and, you know, figure it out as we go. Problem solve, those are good skills anyway. So we'll give it a go. I'm not sure how it's going to go, Michael, but you'll be the first to know.
Alrighty.
Do you deflate it then and put it away then?
Yeah, it should deflate. Yep, it should roll up into the box afterwards, and we'll be able to store it inside. Perfect. So I don't know. I'm excited to try it and see. Like I said, I've asked around, did a little research, did a lot of reading. But ultimately, yeah, we're going to have to kind of figure it out as we go.
Summer is here, but the FFA and, you know, the Ag Department, you don't really rest. You got stuff going on all summer, don't you?
Yeah, we do, absolutely. Matter of fact, there are chores to do every day, just like on the farm. We have our chicken coop from last year that we also received at this same awards ceremony, which we have some hens in that we're taking care of for the summer to hopefully get to a point where they're laying. Not to mention, we just have, like, school farm things to manage. We have trails and beans this year at the school farm that are planted, as well as we still have sunflowers and pumpkins and sweet corn to manage. But the students are awesome. The members are awesome about coming back and helping do stuff. And I think they're, you know, after this initial 2 weeks off, then they're ready to see each other again and come back and, you know, get together with us and keep us moving forward. But, you know, everybody does need that break initially. So right about the time state convention rolls around, we'll all get back together, and then it'll be another chance to regroup and start next year planning and have officer training. And we have dairy breakfast this weekend, and oh yeah, there's always something going on.
I know you're appreciative of the foundation and the opportunities that you're provided to.
Absolutely, absolutely. We cannot say thank you enough to them for all they do for our district, for the FFA, for the support they give individually and as a group.
Sounds good. Thanks for joining us, Kelly.
Thank you.
That is Kelly Coe from the Ag Department here at Riverdale Schools. Riverdale Foundation President Greg Kinney, our guest here as we kind of wrap it up here on remote at Riverdale Elementary. So, Greg, you gave out a lot of money this year.
Yeah, we did. We gave back $17,986, which is the most that we have ever given back in one day. And so now our total for the year is up to 100, or for the 14 years is up to $131,536. Kind of remarkable from where we started. Our first year was $500 is what we gave back. So, yeah, we've grown, and people seem to be very appreciative of everything we do every year. And our fundraising continues to get better, so we're allowed to give as much as, you know, we kind of want to. And that may change. Some years are different, but we're happy to be able to give out 27 awards this year.
I know that you made a lot of money in your some of your benefits that you did too, Greg. When you look at what the money you give out, do you give a certain percentage of what you make during the year, or how do you plan for that?
Yeah, we try and be physically responsible as far as our bank account goes, and we would never give all of our money away. And we have a goal as far as how much we can, you know, go to. And some years you have to make cuts, some years you don't. It just depends on how where our bank account is at. But you know, this year we had a really good year. We had several nice donations besides, you know, the fundraisers that we do run. We work really hard at them to make sure that they're successful, and they have been. And so that's a plus for us. But yeah, we're never going to give all of our money away just because you got to save some for a rainy day somewhere. So, but normally we can give just about as much as we want to, as long as the applications are done the right way and we get as much information as we can. We try and give them, you know, almost all of them out if we can.
You said it best there at the end. It'd be kind of fun to be in the classroom to witness how some of these things are put to use, wouldn't it?
Some of this stuff is amazing that they, you know, when we go to the classrooms to visit, and we are asked every year to do that. This year it just didn't happen with people's schedules, but it's so fun to watch those kids interact with their classmates and watch the stuff that we have given them and how they're putting it to use. it would really be fun to go back and be in a classroom like that, and you know, nowadays. But there are different challenges for everybody nowadays as well, and so we understand that. But there's a lot of really cool stuff that they ask for, and the kids seem to just eat it up.
Technology is so important, but I was impressed by so many of these things are getting up and moving, or reading, or math. I mean, a lot of it's kind of back to basic stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not about just coming in and sitting at a desk all day long anymore. It's about being mobile in the classrooms and having desks or materials that are mobile that can go with the students, or having a calming area, you know, for excitable kids, or, you know, just different things that, you know, different stations that kids can go to, and, you know, they have manipulatives that they can set up several stations in their classroom and keep all everybody busy all at the same time. And so the teachers do a great job with that. And they have figured out that, you know, they use this stuff so much in their classrooms that some of it wears out. And so some of it is replacement material that we're giving, and some of it is just adding new stuff that will create excitement for the next year.
Your foundation is made up of people with diverse backgrounds, isn't it?
Yeah, it very real is. We have ex-teachers, we have ex-administrators, we have ordinary laborers, carpenters, myself, I'm a farmer. So we have a wide variety, and people that are opinionated, and they have an opinion, and I love that at meetings, that people will raise a question. If you don't know what somebody's asking for, then, you know, if it's a school-related in-classroom item, we have four teachers on our committee. So they're our go-to people. Okay, explain to us, people that aren't teachers, how this is going to work, or what they're asking for, and how it benefits. And usually we come to an agreement after that. And so, yeah, we have such a diverse group, and they're a fun group. They work really hard at it, and they're appreciative of everything that, you know, the compliments that we get as an organization. They're very appreciative of that. And we're, a lot of us are alumni, you know, from Riverdale, and so to be able to give back and help these students, the new generations coming through, I have granddaughters in the school system, so they obviously get to benefit from a lot of this as well.
Tell me about the Stanek Havlik Awards, the two that you gave out this year.
Yeah, we started that. Normally our dollar amount is $0 to $800. That's a regular award. So anywhere between $0 and $800, that can be their application. Well, the Stanek Havlik, we started out calling it our Super Award, but when our two of our founding members passed away that were there right from ground zero, then we renamed it from them. And so that one can go up to $1,500. And so that quite a bit of more money, you know. And so this year we only had two applications, and it varies. Last year we had seven, and we were only able to fill three of them. So it, sometimes it's a hard decision on who makes the cut and who doesn't. But this year we, the weight room coaches got together, and they're getting a huge lift from this Brian Bott, and Ryan Groy is a local ex-Badger, ex-NFL player that lives in the area. They have a building in Madison now that helps train people, and so they're coming and giving us some of their techniques and things that will help all the athletes at Riverdale throughout all the sports. And they're helping us set up this program. And then so Tanner and his group of coaches got together, and there are some things that they needed to increase as far as how to keep all these workstations going. And so that really is going to work out well for them this year, and it will help an awful lot of student athletes, that's for sure.
And, yeah, the first-grade furniture, too, for some fun in the classroom.
Yeah, Heather had some really old stuff in her classroom and was looking to update it. And a lot of them seem to have these tents in their rooms now for an area that kids can go into and just have a little quiet time and calm down if they're anxious. And some really just old easel equipment that was hard to move in her classroom. And so she basically is just doing an overhaul in her classroom and getting some things that will make it so much easier for her to teach all of her students and go from there. So,
Tanner Williamson and Heather Horton, both the award winners for the Stanley Cavlick Awards. Michael Hernan is here. Anything you'd like to ask Mr. Kinney?
So you guys pull up these fundraisers like the Winter Carnival, the golf outing, and the bowling alleys. By the way, golf outings and bowling alleys, very fun. Do you have any more like fundraising events like those in the future?
We kind of stuck to those. We do as many food stands. We always do four. Some years, Kurt will call us and say, okay, nobody wants these two, and can you guys jump in? And so we'll do more of that. It kind of, the three events kind of take us through the calendar year. The golf is right before school starts. The Winter Carnival is right in the middle, and the bowling is right at the end. And so for right now, that's probably what we're going to stick to. But we're always open to new ideas, and this year we are actually going to help with the Gray Bar Bike group is coming through town here in a couple of weeks, and so the group that was organizing that reached out to us, wanted to know if we would work with them, and then we would get part of the proceeds, and so we are going to do that in a couple of weeks. So that's something new for us, and we'll see how it goes. It may be something that will become a regular every year as well, and so we're always open for new ideas, but we're for sure going to stick with the main ones that we know. Two of them, you know, the golf outing and the bowling, we make really nice money. The carnival is just to give kids something to do in the wintertime, and they obviously, they're going to buy food and sweet stuff all day long and run all day long to all the games and the bounce houses. And so that's more or less just give us giving back to the community a little bit and letting their kids have a lot of fun. So
the golf outing is coming up. Is there a waiting list for that this summer, Greg?
If you are a team that has played in the past, don't wait to call me, because I have, last year we were able to have 22 teams. I probably have 10 teams that have already contacted me in the last month, and so it will fill up super fast. And if you want to be in it, then you need to get a hold of me, especially if you have played before, because usually those people get first priority. And so it fills up super fast, and people have a lot of fun at it. They look forward to it. And again, it's just kind of a camaraderie thing. They have a good time. Some people don't play golf only once a year, and that's in that event, but they buy a lot of tickets. They like, you know, the silent auction items, and so we try and make it an all eventful day for them. And so yeah, if you're interested, make sure you call me.
And the date on that?
August 3rd.
August 3rd.
Yep.
So that's coming up
at
quickly.
Penamore Hickory Grove Golf Course.
All right, sounds good. Anything else you'd like to add today, Greg?
Just thank you for WRCO for all the stuff you do. It's great to have a young boy like Michael up there doing some of the ads now. He's great on the radio. We love hearing him. Super Riverdale grad, so that's even beneficial more. But you guys do a tremendous job of supporting us, and we so much appreciate that. And it makes our job as a foundation organization so much easier. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for saying that. Greg Kinney joining us here as we put the wraps on the day today, the Riverdale Foundation Awards at Riverdale Schools.
Hi, Missy.
How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
This is Christopher Clark from Southwest Wisconsin Pullers, and we invite you to attend our pulling events this summer. We'd like to thank our 2024 sponsors, Dan's Diesel Performance, Cardinal CG, Amsoil, Simpson's Tractor, Utter Brothers Creamery, Myers Excavating, Hillsboro Equipment, Jim Goplin and LG Seeds, and Kleppe Grain Service. You can find out more about our upcoming pulling events on our website, southwestwipullers.com.
Thanks to members of the Riverdale Communities Foundation and the teachers, everybody involved. We had a great time at the event this week. And we'll also be on location with a morning show tomorrow as we get set and set the stage for the Richland County Farm Breakfast that's coming up. Boy, the dairy breakfast season is underway this weekend with Iowa County, which we heard from the Putz family earlier this week in the morning show, and Crawford County this weekend. But Richland County's dairy breakfast is next weekend, and we're planning ahead. We are able to get all of the Nelson family together at once for a morning show tomorrow. And also Annette Lewis, coordinator of all those dairy breakfasts with us. This is 43, I believe. But we'll talk about that tomorrow during the morning show time with members of Huff Nelson's Farm and their family and organization, and Annette Lewis as well, our guests on the morning show. We look forward to that. Thanks for joining us. News time from ABC is right around the corner.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Years you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast, Sunday, June 9th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person. The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee, and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the hayfield, or catch a ride from Ithaca High School. Solid ground handicap parking is also available on the farm. The Richland County Farm Women hope to serve you Sunday, June 9th, and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website or Facebook. See you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th.
Wrap up your spring with Fantastic Power Sports 50th Anniversary Boat Sale. Join us from June 11th to the 15th for days packed with savings. Explore the latest pontoons, tritunes, fishing boats, runabouts, and utility boats. Retail savings up to $15,000 on select 2024s and Fantastic Cash on 2023s up to $11,400 on select models while supplies last. We offer competitive financing and we want your trade-in. Don't miss out. June 11th to the 15th at Fantastic Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. 50 years of customer service. It's what we do.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434.